Chapter 2. Annie's nerves were still jangling after the encounter with the dark-haired man as she approached Molly's house. Looking at the scattered furniture in the garden, she remembered her original purpose for going into the village had been to pick up food and drink for that evening, and was lost now to the confrontation with the American volunteer. There was still nothing for supper and still no wine, the post office about to close. It would have to wait. She breathed deeply before getting out of the car and walking towards the cottage once again. She slipped her old key into the lock and opened the front door. The familiar smells she had been half expecting, of fresh baking and flowers collected from the garden, were gone, along with the person who had been most like a grandmother to her, and the cool and musty air horrified her. It seemed dark indoors after the sunshine, and Annie headed into the sitting room, not tall enough to have to duck beneath the wooden beams above her. The house seemed terribly bare, with only a few remaining pieces of old-fashioned furniture, and she knew it was going to take time to turn the cottage into her home without destroying its past. She walked back to the hall and into the little study where Molly had sat every day and gazed unseeingly out of the dirty window, trying to visualize it as a dining room as well as a place where she could work. Ashes blown in by the wind were scattered on the filthy hearth and threadbare carpet. Annie left the room and closed the door, the gentle click sounding very loud in the silence of the damp cottage. She walked back through the sitting room into the kitchen, casting her eyes around the unchanged room, almost imagining she could still hear Molly's voice. Above the dirty Belfast sink stood two rows of empty wooden shelves, and they, like everything else, including the modern electric Rayburn that had replaced Molly's ancient stove, were covered in a thick layer of dust. Annie blinked tears and sadness away as she headed into the pantry, which stored a twin tub and more empty shelves. From habit, she reached onto the top shelf and her fingers found the key to the back door. She slipped it into her pocket.